For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From the Boston Globe, 3 killed in Afghan drug clash. Kandahar, Afghanistan. 2 men opened fire on government troops, destroying opium crops in central Afghanistan Thursday, killing one soldier before both gunmen also were fatally shot. The gunmen attacked a group of 50 militia soldiers as they worked in a poppy field near Del Raywood on Urgazan province. The gunmen attacked a group of 50 militia soldiers as they worked in a poppy field near Del Raywood. President Hamid Karzai, with strong American backing, has vowed to clamp down hard on Afghanistan's booming narcotics industry, which supplies most of the world's opium, the raw material for heroin. Officials have expressed concern that the crackdown would prompt violence from farmers and traffickers. Taliban militants, as well as warlords resisting Karzai's authority, are believed to profit from the trade. This from the Washington Times. Osama bin Laden is using cash from the Afghan heroin market to finance his life on the run, paying bodyguards and buying off warlords in Pakistan. So says a congressman who visited the region. Representative Mark Stephen Kirk, Illinois Republican, said in an interview that bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terror organization is reaping $28 million a year in illicit heroin sales. Some of the money is funding bin Laden's fugitive status as he pops back and forth between Pakistan's semi-autonomous tribal areas and Afghanistan's eastern mountain regions. The congressman made an extensive fact-finding trip where he met with military officials. Quote, "We know Al-Qaeda's dominant source of funding is the illegal sale of narcotics," end quote. So said Mr. Kirk, a member of the House Appropriations Foreign Operations Subcommittee. Quote, "He's a foreigner in a strange land," Mr. Kirk said. "He must have money to buy off the local warlords. Operating a clandestine, heavily armed organization takes money, and running narcotics is the natural way," end quote. A Pentagon advisor on drug policy said Mr. Kirk is, quote, "on target. We know of individuals in Afghanistan who continue to fund Al-Qaeda with drug proceeds," end quote. Bush administration officials are reluctant to publicly discuss bin Laden's drug ties. This is because more members of Congress may press the Pentagon to do something it does not want to do: order troops to begin attacking drug convoys. Commanders say their 20,000 troops already have a full plate of missions battling Taliban and Al-Qaeda insurgents. Please join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Dr. Rick Doblin, the head of the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. Their website, maps.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.